Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crow. How may I help you?
Hi. I had called earlier, and I had been talking to, I think it was Carlos, about my charges.
Okay.
Can I ask you, or what should I do? Is he available? Otherwise, I will just give you the information, and I'll start over again.
Okay. Yeah, can I start by getting your zip code?
56145.
All right, and can I get your first and last name?
Yes, Jeannie Clock, H-O-L-C-K.
All right, and can I get you to verify the address for me?
Yes, 219 North County Road 4, Jeffers, Minnesota.
All right, so I do have your account loading up. Just give me a couple moments while it loads, okay?
Yeah. Sure.
All right, so I do have your account loaded up, and I do see where you spoke to another agent.
Okay, can you tell me again the dates of those charges and what they exactly were for?
All right, so on the 21st of December, there was a charge of $574 for the KitchenAid mixer, and that was for a sweepstakes entry. It was not a guarantee that you would get the product. You did a
What was the date?
The date. It was the 21st.
21st. Okay.
All right. So it wasn't a guarantee. You had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. And since you didn't win, you were charged the membership fee, which is $67.32 on the 26th. And with that membership does come a $125 gift voucher you can use for any more in-store purchases. It also gives you more chances of winning the KitchenAid mixer every month.
Okay. When I talked to somebody before, they said that there was a $120 subscription, whatever, whatever.
Yes, ma'am. That's the gift voucher.
Okay. And, you know, when I ordered it, or not ordered, when I did the sweepstakes, first of all, it said, you've won on it. And this was from a Walmart type thing. So I thought, okay, this should be okay. And then I never saw anything about getting a subscription or wherever, whatever, for this 6732 number charge.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want that charge on there because I never agreed to it. And I looked through everything that was on there and I didn't see anything about like a subscription or whatever, whatever.
Okay, so you go ahead.
I would like that 6732 taken off.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and cancel your membership for you.
Okay. And that's the 6732, correct?
All right. As for the 6732, what I can do is offer you a 50% refund of this charge.
Okay, so what did you say you were taking off?
I said I was canceling the membership. I didn't say I was taking anything off.
Oh, you're canceling my membership, but I still have to pay half of it. Is that correct?
Wait, say that again. Because you kind of cut out.
You said you're taking off or cutting, stopping my subscription or whatever, but I still have to pay for half of it?
Okay, well, yes, because the high, well, no. It's company policy that if the customer does ask for a refund, since these are considered valid charges, we can only give them back in percentages.
And where does it say that? On the thing that I filled out and sent in? Or on the, it was actually an internet thing? I don't understand how, I don't see anything, I didn't remember seeing anything on there about having to get a subscription or membership or whatever. And what was the membership for, actually?
Okay, so this membership was outlined within the terms and conditions on the website. You might have missed it. And the membership is for the Factory Direct Savings Club. It's an electronics and gadget store.
And I feel there's no way I can get out of it.
I mean, I did cancel the membership for you. So you are out of the membership.
I'm out of it, but I still have to pay for it. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, technically, yes, because I can only offer you a 50% refund of this charge.
So then instead of the $67, it'd be like $32, $33, $34.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy, you know, I really think things like that are really a scam. I'm sure there have been other people that have called about it too. And on the website, it gave just like great responses to people that had you know, gotten things, whatever. And it was like, geez, that must be a downright lie then. Well, at least cancel it and give me half of my money back, and I guess I'm going to have to talk to the Better Business Bureau or somebody.
All right, ma'am.
All right.
Hold on. Give me 1 second, okay? Let me speak to the supervisor. All right, ma'am. So I spoke with my supervisor and they told me to give you your full refund. You should receive your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And that means that it will pull, this was through my debit card. So that means that it will be corrected with the bank, because my bank was the one that was calling me questioning the charge.
Okay, wait. Okay, ask that question again.
Okay, my bank this morning was the one that called me regarding the charges, because they looked like unusual charges. And so they were the ones that, you know, told me to call you, whatever. But anyway, they were holding those charges until they'd talked to me. And so my credit card is blocked. My debit card from the bank is blocked. So what do I do so those charges don't go through? Are they going to credit it back to my bank statement?
Okay, since the charges are being refunded, they should be credited back.
Okay. All right. So I suppose I'll have to let the charges go through, and then I will assume that your company is going to put the charges or give me the credit back then. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I'm sorry I'm crabby, but it just is not right. And you were very pleasant throughout this whole thing. I appreciate that.
No problem, ma'am. I thank you for calling, and I hope you have a great day today.
You too. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.